This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are some things to talk about in the world of business and economics this Friday afternoon slash evening. Felix Salmon, is it Fusion? Lee Gallagher, is it Fortune Magazine? Actually, they both are technically right now in our studios in New York, here to shed some light on the 5 days gone by. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hello.
All right, so Felix, we're going to take this in roughly chronological order. We're going to go back to Monday, the day that bids for Yahoo were due. Is this company a tainted chalice?
Of course. No one knows how to run it. It's a complete mess. It's basically a tax problem which no one knows how to solve because nearly all of the value, in fact, all of the value is made up of shares in Alibaba, which no one knows how to release without a massive tax bill. And so everyone's trying to come up with financial solutions to a financial problem. And then there's this kind of afterthought of a web company, which seems right. to be a bit incoherent.
So, Lee, why are people bidding on this? I mean, there's a case to be made that you ought not touch this company with a 10-foot pole.
Well, we're learning that more people are not bidding on it. Right. I mean, the news that's come out is that the long list of companies have decided not to make a bid. It's really looking like Verizon is the most likely bidder at this point. And there are a lot of reasons why Verizon would want it. It's an ad tech slash content play as Verizon tries to go mobile. And Yahoo does offer a lot of value for them there. It has a massive audience, and so that's also true. What it doesn't have is growth, or there's a lot that hasn't happened in the past couple of years, but it was tainted before this most recent chapter, so many have tried.
All right, Wednesday, Felix brought us another attempt. Maybe it was Thursday. I don't even remember. It's been a long week. Another attempt to regulate pay on Wall Street. Is it surprising to you that we're still fighting this battle?
Yes, because this is Wall Street we're talking about, and Wall Street is very good at finding ways of paying itself vast amounts of money. And regulators are always a couple of steps behind the pace, but they're moving in the right direction, and this is a really good idea if it works, which it probably won't, but let's give it a go. We can but hope.
Lee, do you have hope that we will fix or change this process?
I have hope. This draft has a lot more teeth than the previous draft, and there's lots of reasons you can take issue with it, though. It doesn't include hedge funds. Mm-hmm. This will probably send more people to Silicon Valley than are already heading there, which are a lot of people.
But this is good. If people leave the banks and go to Silicon Valley and actually create something rather than just do socially useless financial engineering, that's good.
Wait. Well, yeah, but that's not that everything. Apps under an hour?
Right.
I don't think...
Exactly.
Think
Lee and I are saying
critical.
The same thing. Right.
We are, exactly.
All right. Next week, Felix, we're going to get a couple of things just to keep it chronological. An early number on gross domestic product, which is expected to be lousy, but also the Fed's going to meet. The European Central Bank came out today, said it's going to keep rates low. Project next week for me. What are we looking at?
The Fed's going to do nothing, and the ECB is going to do nothing.
They're doing nothing in
different directions. The Fed is doing nothing and will probably hike at some point, and the ECB is doing nothing and will probably ease at some point. But for the time being, let's just assume nothing.
All right, so Lee, resolve that dichotomy for me, that we are doing different things than the Europeans are doing. And also the Japanese, by the way, and many others.
We are, but our economy is in a much different place than both of those places. And, we are not going to go negative interest rates. Not going to happen. The situation in Europe is totally different and in a much,
not as
they're much
way.
Worse off than we are. Yeah.
All right. Felix, you get the last lick today. And it's this. I was watching a business news channel that shall remain nameless in my office. The sound was on mute. And the Chiron underneath said, which is more important, the Fed or corporate earnings? And I actually think that's a really good question. You've got 11 seconds to answer it.
Corporate earnings, because cash flow, if they're talking about the stock market, the Fed is zero and it's going to essentially be zero for the foreseeable, plus or minus 0.5%. Corporate earnings are what's going to drive valuations for the foreseeable.
Lee, agree or disagree?
I agree. I go back to my favorite Mark Cuban line, sales cures all, and that's what we need.
There you go. There you go. All right. Lee Gallagher of Fortune Magazine, Felix Salmon at Fusion. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Have a good weekend.